70 years ago today, during the Second World War, 200 people tried to get out of a German prison camp in Poland. You may know their efforts, as they were portrayed in the Great Escape movie.
What sort of blitz were you contemplating?
Well, we sneak out at night to a spot I found near the wire, a blind spot. Then we dig straight down, 3 feet. Take the dirt, spread it on top so it won't make a pile, and then straight out.
That was the Great Escape movie made by MGM, but there was not a happy ending. Of the 76 who got through the tunnel, only 3 escaped. 50 were captured and executed. Andrew Wiseman was sent to the camp just after the escape took place.
Well, when I arrived in the camp was in a state of shock. Disbelief. After the Great Escape, relations between us and the Germans changed. The camp could not believe what the Germans had done to the 50. And there was shock, horror almost, and a great deal of sadness.
Well, today Andrew Wiseman has been attending a commemorative service in Poland. And just before the ceremony got underway, as it was raining heavily, he told the BBC's Ros Atkins about the escape bid and today's commemoration events.
I'm standing in a forest in Poland. We're a couple of hours' drive down the motorway from Berlin, just across the border. This forest, once upon a time, was cleared exactly 70 years ago. After 18 months of planning, the prisoners tried to get out of the camp through a 100-metre-long tunnel. They'd through the soft sand underneath the forest to the edge of the trees, and during that attempt, 76 of them managed to make their way down the tunnel and out. However, as we now know, only 3 made it to safety. 50 were later executed by the Gestapo. Yes, it's not the best of weather for this act of commemoration, considering we have elderly veterans in their 90s here. They remember the tension in the camp, they remember the preparations, and they remember the news beginning to come in that 50 of their friends and colleagues would not be returning. There are relatives here from around the world. This is probably the last big commemoration to which veterans will be able to travel.